Blog Talk Radio. gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? This a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. I thank God for you today. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E every first and third Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 a.m. on the East Coast. Yes, join myself for Real Talk discussion, about dynamic principles based on ongoing issues, which what we're dealing with right now is mental health continually. And yes, just to get the disclosure out there, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity, given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. I just thank God for you today. This is over midway through March. While we're almost to April already, time is continually doing what time does. If you remember in our last discussion, we were talking about mental health with the youth and mental health in our cities and in our communities. So we you know, started to now wanted to research and have some numbers for us when it goes nationally and probably even globally. I was looking at how does mental health affect urban communities over country communities or out of the city communities. In California, it's kind of hard to differentiate what is city and what's not, because everything is just growing and expanding from the east to west, the north and the south. And yes, there are some barren lands in between, but not many communities. Was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about mental health in his family, and without disclosing any names, but you know, he was just sharing that, you know, over the last 3 years, he's lost four major people in his life. And then to notice that being in the city, it was a lot more stressful and a lot more difficult to cope being in the city. So he moved. And he started to feel more peace, you know, with the serenity of a quiet little city outside of the big city, and then started to understand his own mental capacities, because he had time to think and time to rest and time to acknowledge what was really going on in his life. And then I looked up, and it's like 40%, it's a 40% higher risk of depression in big cities. That's over anxiety. And that's double the risk of schizophrenia when you're dealing with depression. Loneliness, isolation, and stress, a lot of times in big cities, put us in a place. Now, a lot of us can tell over the last 2 years exactly how we've been put in an isolated situation in our homes, in our jobs, in our lives, that we are isolated. Remember, we were shut down to go nowhere in the beginning of this pandemic, and then we were alienated from our close friends and loved ones. And then we had to witness the spirit of death reign over this country and right next door to us, and couldn't do anything about it. And depression has weighed on a lot of people that didn't have the opportunity to be with friends and be with loved ones, and to experience the loss of our loved ones. So just looking at those numbers, in the city, it's a lot different. But then I went to the next level, and I called and I talked to some country folks and some people in small towns. And guess what? It's the same. When statistics say one thing, that the urban can make it worse, I talked to several people in smaller towns and said, no, they've had to deal with depression also, just like anyone else has. Is it easier? One person told me no, because there's so much isolation in a small town. Everybody knows everybody, and if you're not in that clique or in that organization or in that VFW course or class or bingo, that now isolation is even worse. A lot of people said that access to nature helps, activity, space for exercise, pro-social places to encourage positive social interaction. Safety in big cities does differ differently from smaller towns. Lack of sleep, transportation, and how many people may be walking through depression right now because of gas prices? That's called economic stress, and the affordability in the city, and then air population. We are preparing ourselves for our second annual church anniversary. Now, you know, we've been preaching and pastoring a lot of you for years on years, but at the beginning of this pandemic, when man said stop, God said start. And you'll hear this. You'll hear this dynamic story tomorrow in our church history. But as we began church, a lot of churches stopped. And so in prep, I'm out pressure washing and cleaning up and getting things in order for the celebration. So much dirt came off the walls and off the concrete. And I called one of the young men that comes by and helps us out here. And I said, hey, Jay, come here. Check this out, bro. Now, I know they're telling us to wear masks as we walk around in the community, but look, we've been breathing even before pandemic. And he said, but that doesn't kill you. And I said, how do you know? How do you know cancer and bronchitis and asthma is not a test to dust and dirt that we breathe in daily? Wow, he looked at me. He said, you know what? You got a point there, preach. That's what he called me, preach. I hope if he's on, I hope he doesn't mind me sharing that. So we look at a lot of things that could be really feeding into the psychological immune system. Then now turning it into a mental illness. See, if you talk to a psychiatrist, he'll tell you that environmental stress can increase the risk of becoming a psychiatric. Environmental stress will definitely cause anxiety. Environmental stress will definitely cause depression. And here's a new one. We didn't know this when we were kids, and definitely attest to bipolar disorder. We always talk about how most of us that are in the same age range from 1955 to now can attest that when we were growing up, life was so much more active, much more engaging, and much more handled. because there was not a lot of sweeping under the rug. It was dealt with head on. The church, if I remember correctly, was the foundation for this truth, the foundation for this life. So many things that we've lost. And family, my call here is for us to talk about this thing, how you see it in your city, how you see it on your street. I shared with you guys a couple of weeks ago that you don't have to go far to see how mental health is an epidemic. And this is before pandemic, that we see people that we've known all our lives deteriorate from a successful, positive person to now a zombie walking the streets without any recognition of who they are, where they are, and what they're doing. I think if we really get down to it and not look at the statistics, but look at the battle that is taking place, to know that the enemy does come, John 10:10, but to steal, kill, and destroy. Without us preaching, without a message, you know his intention. A lot of people say, well, Pastor, he's here to steal my good job. Why? He doesn't work. Well, Pastor, he's here to steal my family. Well, yeah, if he can steal your mind, he'll steal your family, because you'll leave your family and desert your family. Well, he's here to take away my house or my car. No, he doesn't drive. He doesn't live in a dwelling, because he is a spirit as well as we are a spirit. But there's a spirit of the flesh, and there's a spirit of God. It says that if you walk by the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you walk by the flesh, you will fulfill the lust. And lust is something that contaminates the one thing we have at our advantage, and that is our thinking process. As we talk about what do we do to help our citizens, our neighbors, our friends, when we talk about what solutions are we going to come up on this broadcast on how do we really attack this thing, I think we really need to get back to what can we do spiritually to fight the battle that is not physical but is spiritual. I'm calling everyone out. It's good to look at what the numbers say and some of the principles that that are shared are helpful. But I think if we don't go to God first and use the first thing he gave us, people are really watering down prayer in this hour. People are really saying, well, you've been praying. And I say, okay, yes, we've been praying, but have we really been praying right? Have we really been praying in agreement, total agreement? Well, I believe that part, but I didn't believe that part. That's not total agreement. Well, I believe that on Sundays, but I don't. That's not total agreement. And when we speak agreement, that means we agree totally in unity as one. That is a one thing we need to fix, because we must pray. But aren't you, and I am, sick and tired of just praying and seeing the results in my life and not in the results of others? So it makes me look like I'm blessed, or it makes me look like I'm perfect. I'm not, believe me. I just know how to pray and believe and eliminate the lack of those that don't believe with me. That doesn't make me say they're bad people or they're no good or anything else. It's just I know the level of my faith, and I know I cannot be joined. I can't be unequally yoked in my prayer. And we didn't come here to preach today. We came to shout and call out and say, can we get this thing right? Because when you see a percentage, the one thing about a percentage is that you can take it over. You can let it keep eating away. And instead of having 40% depression, 60%, then 80%, then 100%, and then before you know it, you're walking down the street just like John, Susan, and the next person that we see, and we just let them keep walking. Now, I tell you, I'm not perfect, but one thing I do, and I do this intentionally, every time I see someone that I can tell they are dealing with mental issues, I start to pray, Lord, remove it. I bind, I cast it out. Lord, I deliver. We need some more exorcisms in our spiritual warfare. We need to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I use this illustration, and we're going to open the lines after this. But I use this illustration clearly. If you kick me, we're standing there, we meet maybe in a debate, and it gets so heated that you kick me. I don't care how holy and how whatever I am prayed up. If you kick me, my first instinct is going to want to kick you back. And yes, I've gotten better that I don't kick you back because I learned to turn the other cheek. But what thought am I having in my mind that one day I might snap and start kicking back too? Am I willing to really clean my mind and get my mind right that I can take back what the enemy is here to steal? This is a spiritual warfare against believers, unbelievers, and anyone that might believe that they lose their mind. And if you lose your mind, family, you can hang it up. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your car. You lost your family, but you're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose everything. Then you become isolated, and now you're dealing with the same stuff that we're talking about. How did this happen? I think we need to go backwards instead of forwards. No, thank you, Holy Spirit. No, I think we need to stop right where we are and pass away the old that it can become new again and start walking Christ Jesus in prayer together that we really see people come out of depression, that we really see people come out of what we're going through, that we really can acknowledge, look at what God is doing through prayer. Because we look weak right now. I'm going to say that again. We look weak right now as a body of Christ. Call people out to prayer. Ha ha, there they go again. Why, say nothing going to happen. See, that's already doubt. And if you don't pray in faith, if you don't speak it into existence, if you don't eliminate doubt, and if you don't multiply belief or add belief, and then multiply forgiveness, you've already started wrong. That's why I say it starts with me. I have to get my prayer life in faith. I have to get my speaking into existence. I have to get my doubt out, and I need my belief to increase, and I need to multiply forgiveness so there is no unforgiveness. I think if we look at just those areas right there, we can really understand what coming together on one accord is, and our prayers really work. I know prayer works. You see, I let that just kind of settle. I know prayer works because I had to learn sometimes I better pray by myself and find one who will agree and stop calling and just leave it alone. And building up that type of army of servants, I believe we could do it. Thank you. No, I'm going to profess it prophetically. No, we will do it. But we must stop fighting amongst each other on who's right or who's wrong. Doesn't matter. We have to stop saying who's first and who's last. I'll be last because I know eventually I will be first. And here's one that let me just touch us all with. My ideas mean nothing. I believe every word that I give and share is inspired word from God. And yes, through my gift of communication, it may be shared that somebody will hear it and say, wow, the light goes off. And that's where maybe let's start somewhere because we're always looking for the solution to go forward. We're always looking for the next 501 grant to go forward. We're always looking for the next scheme or this next this and this and that and that. Instead of starting over right, we can beat mental health. Prayer can beat mental health. And mental health is just not the five areas we talked about. I mean, Alzheimer's and forgetfulness is mental health. I cannot even imagine, oh, my God, oh, I might fall out. I cannot imagine being locked in my mind and not being able to do it or get my body to react and still be here on this earth. Prayer can do it. I know prayer works. But a lot of times, prayer doesn't work because there's not anybody else agreeing. That's why we have to be sure that we agree together, we study together, we reason together, and we love one another together. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk some real talk. Dial one, get in the conversation. Mental health is the discussion. And your points are valued here. This just isn't Pastor E just preaching it out to that someone can hear. This is really for us to take this in deeply and make it work. And make it work now. Amen. 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 Well, I love it when the Lord gives me enough that everyone says yes and amen. You don't have to dial one. We believe sometimes God will have us at a point where it's just to share and not go into discussion. But I want to charge you today. If you've heard anything that has a light bubbling in you, because fresh fire is here. Fresh fire, that's a fire that can't be extinguished. Fresh fire, a fire that won't go out. Fresh fire that will continue to illuminate. If you feel that in you right now, do something about it. And do something about it now. Family, this is Real Talk. I hope you enjoyed this discussion today. If there's one person on this broadcast and you don't even know why you're here, but you heard something about it, you heard a name called Jesus, and seeing that everything we said will lead you to Jesus, dial one right now. I want to talk to you personally. I have a personalized green room that we can talk one-on-one, and I can share you some information that was shared on me on my first time dialing one, to know that God still loves you. God has not thrown you away, and he definitely has not forgot about you. All you have to do is call him, ask him to forgive you, repent of your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive. Amen. Family, I love you guys. Now, guess what? I want to still put out an invitation to everybody. Tomorrow is our second annual church anniversary. As you guys know, pandemic says stop. God said go. So we'll be celebrating 2 years of ministry here in the urban areas of North Long Beach, Compton, Linwood, Watts, Gardena, and all of our adjoining and connecting cities. Come on out tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time online, or come live and celebrate with me our second annual church anniversary. If you've ever been a part of this ministry, we want to celebrate you tomorrow. This is where all those that have come, all those that have went to next levels, all those that have birthed their own ministries, we want to celebrate everyone. So we're asking all to come back and spend a day with us tomorrow as we celebrate from one. Pastor DJ is going to be the man of the hour. We got some surprise guests going to pop in and just going to have a good time. So come on out tomorrow. You want to bless our ministry and sow into our church for the anniversary, you can go to Cash App, $TheNowChurchCali. Again, $TheNowChurchCali. Then next Sunday, March 27th is Pastor E's 31st pastoral anniversary, and probably can add some numbers on, but there, 31 is fine. It could be one. I'd be satisfied. But just to be celebrated and to be honored is a great thing. If you know me, you already know it took pulling teeth and pulling hair for us to even have these type of services. But I am going to be disciplined because God said, no, do it. So this is our second time actually having a service, but this will be my 31st pastoral anniversary. And we would love to see you come out on the 27th. If you would like to sow into the pastor for anything that I may have blessed you in your life, you can go to Cash App also, and that is $PSTR2K1, $PSTR2K1, and sow your financial blessing into my life. You already know what I'm going to do with it anyway, but But yeah, sow into my life that I can sow into someone else's, and let God be blessed, that you can be blessed. Amen. Well, family, this has been great. I hope you were encouraged today. I pray that the word has went forth, that your life will never be the same, but you will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind, in Jesus' name. But guess what? Somebody got to serve him. Why not me? Love you guys. Don't hang up. Check out this song.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I
want to
serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your
okay.
help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father,
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle, pinnacle, spiritual. From the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all my consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.